531.
Cuddles. In-home care child education is a licensed ECE home-based childcare service providing quality childcare in a safe, secure and nurturing home. We are joined now by two of the lovely Cuddles team, Lingi Taupau and Michelle Delaney for more. Good afternoon, ladies. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good afternoon.
Good, good, good. So, should we start with this? Firstly, tell us a bit more about Cuddles.
About Cuddles.
Yes.
So did you want
to? Yeah, firstly, I'm Michelle, and I am the enrollment advisor. So I deal with all the incoming inquiries for parents that might be looking for childcare, and also we have what we call a educator. So they're like, can be a mum that's at home, a grandparent, auntie. So anyone that's got a passion for looking after children, then I call them, talk to them, give them information, and then we usually do a pop-out visit as well and meet them. So basically people that can be home with children too, so mum that might have the 0 to 5 years, because sorry, that's what Cuddles is, we're 0 to 5 year olds. So if they have got little preschoolers at home, then it's sort of a great business for mums to earn and
to study.
Yeah, and to study. Yeah.
Michelle, what about for you? Well, what's your role?
Michelle?
Lingi.
Hi, my name is Lingi. I'm Lingi Taupau. I'm the program coordinator / compliance and liaison visiting teacher. I'm the one, the qualified ECE teacher that goes out to educators to help them plan their day, plan their program, and just support them along their journey with Cuddles. And I help look for families to bring into the use our services and
so we kind of make sure too that it's workable for the families. Educators as well, so they can choose their own hours, their own days that they choose to work. So some might choose Monday to Friday, some might choose 2 days or 3 days, so it's really, really flexible for them. And then when we get family inquiries coming through, we also have, like, Lingi, the coordinator, would go out and meet the family at the coordinator's place. So there's a bit of a process around health and safety and that sort of thing, but we make sure that we help them with resources if they haven't got any things like toys and things like that, or activities for the children, then we'll bring those out to them and help them with that side of thing. And also health and safety. So we also do a lot of training and ongoing support for them while they're with us. So they get a lot of PDs, which is their professional development.
And this is all free.
It's all free. And level 4.
And also we have, if they do sign up with Cuddles, we have a free ECE course for level 4.
Yeah, level 4.
Level 4.
Yeah.
18-week.
Yeah.
18-week.
So essentially, explain to me, you know, it's if I want to educate my toddler at home, I as a parent or guardian or grandparent can do so through Cuddles.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And there's no cost to join us. So you don't have to pay to join us or anything like that. And we provide all that sort of training as well. Yeah. So the level 4 is a great sort of way of getting a bit of a certificate as well. So it's like a step into that sort of ECE sector. And it's an 18-week online course.
So you can go from your home.
Yeah. So we kind of make it as flexible as we can for families. Instead of having to go to a office or workshop or anything like that, then it's all at their doorstep.
And the joy of it is that you get to see your children grow. Yeah. And you get to be a part of that learning journey with them. And also if you're a grandparent and you have other, your kids have their kids, you can bring them, but it's maximum 4.
Yes.
Our island of families are like 10, 20. Just 4, please.
So they can cuddle.
Lingi, can you give us more, like, from just the teaching perspective and the training, sort of some of the subjects, you know, that the parent or guardian will be taking the toddler through?
So it just really depends on what the children are interested in. So if I see a kid that's interested in dinosaurs, the plan will be around dinosaurs for the children, like how is a dinosaur born, what did they eat, like their eggs, what did their fossils look like. It's all based around the children, so whatever they're interested in, that's what we will encourage the educator to teach the children. once they're four, then we'll start implementing the ready to school program and stuff, like literacy, numeracy, all of that jazz.
Yeah,
I love it because it's customized to each family.
Yeah,
yes,
it is.
Yes, very.
And that's the the benefit of in-home care is that the ratio is 1-4. Where in a daycare, it's like 1-20 or 50, whatever. This is like perfect.
Yeah. And for children too, some children find big groups a bit overwhelming. So sort of having the low ratio number, they can sort of, you find that the children excel more and they develop at their own pace as well. There's no pressure. And it's all done through play and activity. Yeah. So it's a great little industry, especially for a mum or, like you said, grandparents or anyone that sort of wants to earn a bit and learn.
And we also do, sorry, Michelle.
That's all right.
So we also do play groups around the areas as well. So you're never alone. Like, so if, say, Michelle was an educator, she had three kids, I was an educator, I had two kids, we can all meet up at this play group with all the other educators as well. And the kids can, like, that's when they can, like, interact and socialise with all the other kids in the home-based. Yeah.
So not so solo.
So
I want to highlight again. So it's a free service for the educator. You mentioned something like pay. What did,
so they basically...
Yeah, money.
So they get paid from their families. So we do have the WIN subsidies, obviously, and the government, the 20 hours ECE. Mm. So if the families do have a subsidy, that's administered through us. So, but the families, we have like a bit of a... the rate is normally between $5 to $10 between the educators and what they get paid. So a family, say, that might think I'm only paying $5 or $6, they can also apply for a subsidy, say. So then that is free for them in a way, but they're also getting that quality care from the educator.
And they get paid to educate their own children.
They get paid. Their children, if they've got one at home, they're included in that four. So, they work with the other children.
Now, how many do you have on your books currently, and whereabouts do Cuddles operate?
Okay, so we're all of Auckland. We from all the way from Wellsford? Is it Wellsford?
Yeah, we're Wellsford.
Wellsford all the way to Pukekohe.
Yeah.
And the numbers you have on your books at the moment, how many sort of families?
I think we've got 175, is it?
Yeah.
So it's, and it, especially the sort of, our office is based in Blockhouse Bay, but we cover the whole Auckland area because Lingi, they like the visiting teachers have cars, so they come to the educator, so they don't need to come to an office as such. So I will go out to them. So it's mainly sort of, we get pockets of areas, but we're really trying to build up, go from that south to further to the Pukekohe area as well. So we're needing some home educators.
Feedback from those that are currently, you know, going through the through the program. What's been the feedback from families?
We've had so much like positive feedback on, especially being involved in their children's learning as well, and not having to share the educator with millions of other children. Like, they can, if they have a concern, they go straight to the educator. If the educator can't help them, they come straight to us. And it's like that, we build that for that relationship with them as well.
Yeah. So if they look on Facebook too, if you look on the Facebook page, there's a, and website, there's a lot of testimonials from families as well. So they can sort of get a bit of an overview from a parent side of it, looking for care, of some of the things that the educators have done with the children or helped the children along, and some nice testimonials in there.
And for you, finally, both for you, you know, what's it like being part of this great organisation, laying a very strong foundation for the future growth and development of the children, especially?
It's rewarding knowing that we're kind of making a difference. Like, trying to get in, let families know there's, it's not hard. Like, there's hope out there, and we can help you if you just reach out and contact us.
And I've been in the industry for probably now 11 years, so I'm quite passionate about having that sort of one-on-one care, and I just think for the development of the child, it does, they go streets ahead sometimes because they've sort of gone at their own pace and things like that. So it's lovely,
And of course, again, please, best way for our listeners, our online viewers to contact the team?
Yes. So for the contact number, if they ring 0508 00800,
or they can visit www.cuddles.co.nz or check us out on Facebook, and it's just Cuddles In Home
Childcare.
Childcare.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very good.
Don't forget, if you do call, say you heard it from New FM. Oh, sorry. 531 PI.
We're all part of the same family,
yeah,
don't worry.
Well, yeah. You know.
Okay, then. And so just mention that they heard it here on 531, yeah. And then you guys will hook them up. Awesome.
Yeah.
Lingi Taupa O, Michelle Delaney from Cuddles In Home Childcare and Education. Thank you so much, ladies, and all the best for the ongoing amazing work.
Thank you.
Thank you.